Commentator Kevin Phillips has seen the movie blockbuster Pearl Harbor and says it's full of historical distortions.
When Pearl Harbor hit the theaters, several reviewers took its measure for historical accuracy and found themselves cringing. The film made no attempt to go behind the scenes of how the United States was taken by surprise, and the portrayal of President Franklin D. Roosevelt was so favorable he might as well have had a halo. But the movie's huge success at the box office, number one this past weekend, confirms something else. How a December 7, 1941 defeat that spent decades as a two-word American shorthand for disaster has taken on a growing luster. It has become this country's new victory symbol, the critical opening battle that inspired a determined United States to bounce back to win World War II and become the strongest nation on the planet. The reason, I think, is that 60 years later, Pearl Harbor and World War II have blurred together to become the Great American Victory, probably because that war has also emerged as the last Great American Victory. Think about it. The Korean War 50 years ago was a stalemate. The Vietnam War in the late 60s and early 70s was a virtual defeat and a national embarrassment. 50 to 100,000 Americans left for Canada and other countries, the largest war-related exodus since the Loyalists left after the American Revolution. As for the brief fighting in the Persian Gulf War 10 years ago, that in turn has lost its glow because Washington let Saddam Hussein remain in power. After more recent wars like these three, small wonder Americans want to turn their eyes back to Pearl Harbor and the global triumph that followed. Now, as the fullest confirmation that Pearl Harbor has become a safe symbol of U.S. success and power, it has been brought to the screen bigger and splashier than ever by Walt Disney, the same people who brought us The Little Mermaid and The Lion King. The danger is that this inspirational Pearl Harbor isn't the real one. Months after the Japanese attack, a special presidential commission chaired by Supreme Court Justice Owen Roberts attributed the success of the attack to the failure of the naval and military commanders, Admiral Kimmel and General Short. But in recent years, documents secured by lawsuits under the Freedom of Information Act have raised other doubts. One researcher, Robert Stinnett, recently published a book called Day of Deceit, suggesting the White House deliberately provoked the attack. Whatever the truth, it's hard to see it denting the myth. December 7, 1941, a day supposed to live in infamy, now lives instead, not least on the silver screen, as the opening act of America's proudest wartime memory.
The comments of Kevin Phillips, author of The Cousins Wars, Religion, Politics, and the Triumph of Anglo-America.